Thank you, Chairman, members and officers. So I am one of the ward councillors for Great Bromley, Thorrington, Freighting and Elmstead. I'm also a Great Bromley Parish Councillor. For at least 7 years, Great Bromley Parish Council have been seeking some land for affordable housing. Great Bromley is a desirable place to live. I should know because I live there. And consequently, the price of property there is very expensive. Within the parish, there are a number of elderly and young people who desperately need houses to allow them to remain within the village and not have to move away. The market price is just so prohibitive that they just cannot afford it. There are a few affordable houses already in the village, but whenever one becomes vacant, there's a huge waiting list. Great Bromley Parish Council fully support this application. They are aware of the need for affordable housing within the village and have carried out extensive surveys. The applicant has also carried out an independent survey which has been carried out by the RCCE, and it has identified the current need for affordable properties. As a result of this independent survey, the village needs.
Do you want me to borrow my glasses?
Please.
I don't know if mine are good for you.
Sorry about this.
You try yours and then try mine.
No, they're fine. So, as a result of this independent survey, the needs of the village are reflected in the type of properties shown on the indicative plan. All properties will have reasonable sized gardens. Included within this scheme is an extra car park for both school and church. This is required as the current area, Church Meadow, used by the school and the church, is insufficient to accommodate the vehicles used by parents dropping off and collecting children at St George's School. Crossing the road from Church Meadow, that narrow little entrance you saw or exit you saw this morning, is dangerous. The consequence is parents parking the road on the corner opposite the school and causing obstruction to traffic and making it even more dangerous for other road users and for children crossing the road. If this extra car parking space is approved, it will help remove the dangerous parking. On some occasions when the church has large functions, funerals, weddings, concerts, there is again insufficient space in Church Meadow and vehicles have to find other spaces to park. We are pleased that the bus service in Great Bromley has been improved recently and we wish this to continue. The location of the development is in very easy walking distance of the bus stop and the school, which I'm sure you would have seen this morning. There is a footpath from the site to the school. Rural villages need to have small developments to maintain the village, to ensure the school remains viable, and to have this type of development would not only support the school, but could help sustain and ensure the village community continues to thrive, perhaps eventually making viable a shop and or a post office, so desperately needed by those who cannot get to Manningtree or Elmstead, and help and support village organisations, businesses and clubs. I ask that you follow your officer's recommendation and approve this application as shown, which, as I said earlier, is as a result of the independent survey carried out by the RCCE. The landowners have stated to me they would deal with the organisation to run it if they are granted planning permission. At this stage, they will try their hardest to ensure the right to buy will not be included. It is purely outline. The detail will come back to you at a later stage. This is an opportunity to support Great Bromley Parish Council and the people that need these houses. Please do not let them down. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Nicholls. I don't believe the agent wishes to speak on this, in which case it's I don't suppose the officers wish to sum up. So in that case, Councillor Heaney, who is the other ward councillor?
I'm all in favour of this development, and I think it's very generous of the applicant to make this land available. What I do take issue with that is the way this has been. I know this is an outline planning application, but I think it's giving, if it is built in this way, it will give an urban edge to what is the village. We've got terraced housing, which we don't have any around there, and flats. There's no flats in that area. I would hope to see semi-detached houses and maybe less parking courts and things like that. And when the developer came to the parish council, he said that he wanted to make them, I remember, look like the Thorrington houses, which are the multicoloured houses. Now, in my view, that would, I'm just saying this, I know it's all an outline application, but I'm just saying what I feel. It would be very nice if we could be made more like the houses that we saw today. We stopped and looked at the six Rural Housing Trust houses, which fitted in totally with the surrounding housing. The developer thought the Thorrington houses, the Rural Housing Trust Thorrington houses, are multicoloured, as I was about to say, I think I probably did say. And I think when you look down the hill in the winter, you're looking down the hill, you're looking at the grade 2-1 starred listed church, and these would be in the view, and they just would, if they're made like the Thorrington houses, which look slightly Bovis homes from the thing, which has been the ones that we've been seen here, they look more suitable for Clacton or somewhere, it would be inappropriate. sorry, I'm just... You know, I'm making my point, which I would do in another thing. I wanted to go ahead, but I want to say what I think. So I'm afraid that's it, really. And it is possible to make houses for one person, as they do, you know, all around the place. So what else? And if people start living in flats, they'll soon have children, and if small flats, it'd be better if they could have a semi-detached house. That's really... Although I support the application, I have to say... that I have to say, what's this? You know. So I hope when it comes back with reserved matters, it might look slightly more like the Rural Housing Trust ones that we've already got. Homes.
Good. Right. There is one point that I wish to do, and I'll get it in the early stages. If you're mindful of approving this scheme, you look at recommendation A. And I did express my views this morning. It says that the 16, I think I'm right in saying, affordable housing should be for local people.
Yes.
And the way government legislation is working, if they go to council houses or housing associations, the right to buy applies. And I know we're talking about outline only, but if we were to do it, I'd like to see A to read on-site affordable housing. And that would leave it open to people like the trust that operates around the corner or Almshouse Trust, where there is no right to buy on the properties. We want to keep these for the village. That's my two penneth. Now,